The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
You found it, Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. It's great to have you with us. Faith Investor Services is your source for wisdom on biblically responsible investing. Jay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, Tom. How about yourself?
Great. Looking forward to diving in with our listeners, finding out how to protect their investments and make the most of their faith and retirement money. So, Jay, how do people protect against life-changing losses and major drawdowns in the market? How do they avoid losses?
Well, the first thing, Tom, is they have to start with a plan, because if you don't have a plan and your money is just invested very aggressively, you have any type of hiccups in the market, and you're going to see a major drawdown. So it really starts with a risk management plan. And we use a software that helps our clients to really get a personal number from 1 to 100. We're trying to understand the person's behaviors, what type of things are going to cause them to panic. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, over time, we've seen really two major emotions that impact people. It's greed and fear. And unfortunately, those are not good when it comes to the markets. And even Warren Buffett says, you know, sell when everyone is, you know, exuberant and, you know, they're bullish, and buy when everybody's pessimistic. So there's something to that. Human nature, we like to follow the crowd. When everybody's portfolio is up, that's when people are buying. Unfortunately, that's usually closer to a high than a bottom.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you shouldn't invest when the markets are going up, but it's really having a professional that's going to help you navigate the ups and downs of the market and keep you invested when you should be invested and keep you buying when you should be buying. If you're left to your own devices, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good to get up at 5 a.m. and work out either, or to eat kale instead of cheeseburgers. But sometimes we've got to take and have that professional, that trainer, that's going to keep you focused on the market. So the risk management component is critical, because one bad year can devastate a person. Look at what happened in 2022. The markets were down 20%+. If that was your first year of retirement, that could have knocked off 13 to 15 years of how long that money would last for you. So we try to protect our clients from what we call life-changing events, you know, that happen in the market. So if the market's down 30%, we don't want you down 30%. We want to preserve what you have. So it's creating different pools of money. You have a risk pool that's going to go up and down with the market. You have a guaranteed pool that basically, no matter what the markets are doing, it's moving forward. You've got guaranteed income or a guaranteed rate of return. And then you've got your safety net. So having those three pools of money will really help you avoid those life-changing market drawdowns.
Well, some things it's great to do yourself. Other things, maybe not so much. I mean, you can cut your own hair. You can do your own surgery, I suppose. But for a lot of things, you really need professional help. And I want to put before you the idea that your retirement money, the money you've saved and worked sacrificially for, you and your family for your entire lifetime, needs to be protected. Do you have a plan? Do you want to screen and clean your investments with no charge, no obligation? We're going to be talking more about that during this program. So, Jay, what dynamics are moving the financial markets here in America in the first quarter of 2024?
Yeah, it's a political year. In case you didn't know, Tom, there's this election happening in November, so there's a lot of focus on politics.
You should see my mailbox.
Debt limit.
Yeah. It's full
debt
of
limits.
Propaganda.
What's that?
Oh, my mailbox is full of propaganda from political campaigns. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you're getting all bombarded. There's going to be billions of dollars spent on all these ads. So I'm sure we're going to see plenty of them as the year progresses. But
yeah,
there's a lot of focus. You know, when I was talking to a lot of people during the Trump years, and love or hate Trump, but there was a lot of optimism, talking to business owners, talking to investors. They're all, you know, very ecstatic about where the economy was going, how things were progressing. And now we've got, you know, Biden in there and a lot of people more pessimistic and not seeing the same type of, you know, enthusiasm for the stock market, you know, people concerned about the economy. And that's irrelevant of our politicians. So we've got debt limits. We've got, you know, is the Fed going to cut rates this year? Everybody's on pins and needles looking at the latest consumer report, the latest inflation report. You need someone that understands this market. This is what I call a stock picker's market, where there's the haves and have-nots. Last year was a perfect example. The top seven stocks were up 75%. The other 493 were up barely 10%. That's a huge variance, 75 versus 10% in gains. We've got some stocks in our portfolio that are up, you know, over 100% over the last year. So you can find great investments that line up with your faith and values without having to sacrifice returns, in my opinion. I think you can get, have your cake and eat it too, get good returns and feel good about where you're investing. So a lot going on right now in the markets. Now's a great time to get a review before we see the next downturn. Maybe this year, maybe next year. There's always going to be ups and downs, but it's always a good time to review, get a checkup, see, get a second opinion on where you're currently at with your portfolio.
Learn more about Jay at faithandretirement.com. And you can give Jay a call, leave a message here over the weekend at 800-270-7310. And they will get back to you early next week. Just ask your questions. Say, I'd like to have a chat. Maybe we can just have a family chat with you about the possibilities. Faith Investor Services is your source for wisdom on biblically responsible investing. And don't forget about getting your free book, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. Don't wait. Get your free download right now. You know, Jay, I was thinking about our program before we got into the studios, and I would say that as I look at our family's investments throughout the years, the biggest moments really haven't been the gains. The biggest moments have been the losses. How do you recommend people protect themselves from losses?
The biggest thing for protecting from losses is using some sort of loss mitigation system. I see a lot of advisors, they just have their clients in buy and hold, or a lot of investors are just, you know, I buy it and I'm just going to hold it for the next 20 years. Well, that's great when you're young, but when you get up into your 50s and 60s and you're getting close to retirement, I don't advocate doing just a buy and hold strategy. Instead, I believe in tactical asset management. And really, to put this simply, tactical asset management, it sounds complicated, but think about football. You've got offense and what, Tom?
What's defense.
Defense, right? Pretty easy. So markets are like that too. There's times when the markets are bullish, they're going up, and there's times when the markets are bearish, where they're going down. So really, to have a plan is, you don't want to look at the current market. You want to have this plan before you're looking at the current market. Yeah. And you're going to have things like stop losses. Here's my exit. I'm going to get out if my stock or my position does this. Could be 10% stop. It could be a 20%. We're going to use stop losses. The second thing is having a risk mitigation plan. And to have that risk mitigation plan, you need to understand what is Tom's index. And I say using you, Tom, because what is your family's index? What type of return does your family need to get in order to reach your goals? If it's 10% and we're getting 20%, well, that's great. We're going to help you get your goals faster. But what if your goal is 10% per year and you're down 20%? You're probably going to have to work a lot longer. And I don't want to give you that news, Tom, that you got to go keep working till you're 85. You know, you don't want that type of news. So having these plans in place ahead of time so that you can avoid the life-changing market drawdowns is critical. So stop losses, risk mitigation, and then the third thing would be having proper asset allocation, making sure you have the right mix of stocks, bonds, commodities, things like gold and silver, some cash, maybe some currencies. There's a lot of things you can diversify and make sure that you don't have all your eggs in one basket.
Very good. Now, I know you screen and clean people's investments. Talk about the other side of it. Do you offer formalized financial planning, and how do you build portfolios for clients?
Yeah, so we do formalized planning, and usually for our clients that have at least 250 and above, we do a program called Retirement Analyzer, and we find that you know, for younger people, it's not as helpful. This is really critical if you're within the next 3 to 5 years of retirement, or you've retired within the last 3 to 5 years. the retirement analyzer is going to look at everything from your income to your assets to your expenses. What do you have for Social Security? What do you have for pensions? We're going to look at your entire financial picture. Then we're going to factor in, and we're going to stress test it. Just like if you go to the doctor, they're going to take your blood pressure, to look at your heart rate. They're going to do some blood work. All of this is done, and we do the same thing from a financial perspective. We're going to get a pulse. We're going to look at where you're at, where you need to be. And we're going to see, you know, over time, if we have another COVID situation, what would that do to your portfolio? If inflation's high, what would that do? If taxes go up, what will that do? If you need long-term care, if there's a death in the family, we're going to look at all these different variables and see where you're weak. What are your weaknesses? And we're going to help come up with solutions for those weaknesses for your situation. So that financial planning is very critical in building the portfolio. You asked also about how do we build the portfolios? We start with the retirement analyzer. It's going to tell us what type of return we need to get to make your plan work. And if that number is 8%, it's going to look different than if you need 10% or 12%, or maybe you only need 4% per year, and we can invest more conservatively. So how we build portfolios is really determined by this retirement analyzer program.
Very good. Now, I know that screening and cleaning investments is important to you, and that really is maybe the heartbeat of our radio program. How do you make sure the portfolio is clean and then stays clean?
Yeah, so the first thing is we have to do a, you know, kind of moral inventory. We look at a person's portfolio. We get their 401k statements, their IRAs, and, you know, some people just kind of put it together in a spreadsheet. Here's what I own. Here's how many shares. And then what we do is we dive in. We have a software that will look at each and every company. If you own a mutual fund or an ETF, where you have an individual stock or maybe even an annuity, we can look at the individual holdings and, first of all, take an inventory to see, is it clean or dirty? What percentage is clean? What percentage is dirty? What are you supporting with that portfolio? Things like abortion, pornography. We're going to look at all of those different angles and be able to say it's clean or dirty. Then once we create the portfolio, it doesn't end there. We're going to be looking at your portfolio literally daily. We look at our clients' accounts daily. We're looking at the financial implications of that. But then on a weekly basis, we're rescreening the portfolio to see, you know, has anything changed with any of the companies we own? So we're staying on top of the trends. We use some third-party companies. They do a lot of the legwork. They're making phone calls. They're doing all kinds of inventory searches on these companies to see, has anything changed with these particular companies? If they get flagged or dinged, now they're dirty. We're going to evaluate that stock and look at the best time to sell it. It's usually very quickly. There may be other circumstances if it's a lightly traded stock or something of that nature. But very often, you know, once we get a company that went from clean to dirty, that becomes a sell signal for us.
Very good. Well, if you're interested in getting a moral snapshot, no obligation, no cost, and discovering what's really in your portfolio, you can get started today and get a complimentary snapshot of your portfolio through Jay and his team. Faithandretirement.com is the website. The phone number is 800-270-7310. If you want to send Jay an email, you can do that too. He will give you a personal response. And the email address is the letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorsservices.com. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause and be back with more right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
Welcome back. You're saving and investing for retirement, and that's good. But do you know where your investment dollars are actually going? This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Jay, are you active or passive in your management? And what's the difference?
Yeah. So if we look at the two different styles of investing, there's first active management. And what active management is, you typically have a portfolio manager or team that's buying and selling based on market conditions. They're looking at different sectors or industries. They're very active in buying and selling in the portfolio typically. Whereas a passive money manager is just trying to mimic or emulate an index like the S&P 500 or the Dow or even the NASDAQ 100. They're just going to buy stocks and basically hold them to replicate the index, a buy and hold strategy. We are an active money manager. And a lot of our portfolios, we use our Christian Stock Investor ETF. It's ticker symbol PRAY, P-R-A-Y, on the New York Stock Exchange, which is an actively managed ETF, different than a SPY or S&P 500 index, which is passive. So our ETF itself is very actively managed. And a lot of our clients, you know, that's kind of a core holding for them. They own the PRAY ETF, which is about 60 to 65 clean stocks. And then we build around that with some of our best ideas, some of the stocks that we believe in that have a lot of upside potential, usually 10 to 20 additional companies. Then we add in things like gold and silver and commodities and bonds and build a well-rounded, diversified portfolio. But we actively manage that not only from a asset allocation perspective, but also from a risk reduction perspective. We can do things like go to cash if we need to. We can buy more defensive sectors or defensive instruments like bonds or gold and silver. We can even hedge the market using some sophisticated strategies for some of our bigger clients to protect them when the markets are going down. So there's a lot of different tools and instruments that we can use as active managers to tactically, strategically manage the portfolio in both good markets and down markets.
If you're interested in learning more about Jay, you can learn a lot there at the website. Visit anytime. You could download your free book. It's faithandretirement.com. Get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. So don't wait. Get your free download today. Jay, I like reading about the history of the economy. I was almost a history major, but just the interest in the Depression, the Great Depression, which my parents went through, and they used to call them panics, the panic of 1898 and so forth, with all the booms and busts in the markets over the past two decades and the past 200 years. What does your team do to help investors stay on track?
Yeah, the big game changer, and I've spoken a lot about this, is just our retirement analyzer software, because it's really a great starting point because it helps us to manage risk, return, and seeking to minimize drawdowns. We're going to pool and take a portion of the money of our clients' money as they get to retirement to make sure that they've got guaranteed income for life. And a lot of times this is going to be protected money that's not going to be susceptible to major market drawdowns. So we've got a portion of their money protected. Then in the portion that is risk or is going to be exposed to the market, we use a lot of different instruments to hedge the portfolio to protect against these life-changing market drawdowns. And we're trying to minimize drawdowns when the market is going down. We're going to get defensive. When the markets are great, we're going to be more on offense and be more aggressive. So having this approach, this software, really helps us to make sure that, number one, our clients don't outlive their assets. And then number two, we make sure we're minimizing the drawdowns.
How do you monitor the economy and the markets? And when you do, what kind of tools do you use to try to stay ahead of the curve and predict what's going to happen?
Yeah, Tom, we spend literally over $50,000 a year on what I call the Four Horsemen. These are four different major softwares that we use. It sounds sophisticated, but they all kind of talk to one another and really help us in analyzing and formulating strategies for our clients. So we have an ethical screening software, and this is usually where we start with every client. We get to know, you know, Tom, what's important to you? What do you want to support? What do you not want to support? And we talk about the causes, the things that are important to them that they do want to support. And then what do they want to avoid? Things like abortion, pornography, embryonic stem cell research, tobacco, gambling, alcohol, whatever it is that we don't want to avoid, we're going to first use the ethical screening software to see, is this clean or dirty? Then from there, we have a financial ranking software that we utilize. This is kind of an artificial intelligence. It's looking at many data points all across the universe, looking at the financial financial health, the earnings, the valuation of the company, the risk that the company may be taking, and then what type of trend does it have? And then we also use our retirement analyzer. That's kind of our key quarterback that's helping us to coordinate to make sure that the financial picture looks good, that they've got enough assets, they've got enough income coming in. We're factoring taxes, inflation, what type of insurance do they have? What if there's a life-changing event, death, disability, or someone needs a long-term care assistance? So we're factoring all this into their plan. And this is really going to help us to navigate not only the economy and the markets with a lot of the financial software, but it's also going to navigate changes in tax laws. You know, if there's a major change to retirement contributions, all of these things will be monitored. And the Retirement Analyzer is a cloud software that will update as laws change and as your situation changes. And then lastly, we have a Strength of Trend software that looks at, amongst all our investments, which ones are rising fastest, which ones have flatlined, and then which ones are declining. So it really helps us stay on top of which sectors, what industries, what asset classes are trending favorably, which ones are trending sideways, and then which ones are unfavorable. And obviously, we're focusing more on the uptrending sectors and asset classes and industries. And that really helps us to navigate the economy and markets. And we're analyzing this every single day. So unless you love what you do and you love investing and you have the time to put in to do it. I mean, this is literally hundreds and thousands of hours each month that this software does for our team. And then obviously we've got the human capital as well.
Jay, we're in our last 3 minutes or so. We're talking to Jay Peroni. This is Faith and Retirement. Thank you for listening. And to reach out to Jay, give him a call at 800-270-7310. And don't forget to download your free book. Jay, I know that some people just don't have a lot of runway left as it relates to their work life. If someone's within a few years of their retirement, what are some of the most important considerations for them?
Yeah, the first things that you have to consider is really that's what I call the retirement red zone. You're within 5 years of retirement, and now it's where the rubber meets the road. You've got to figure out, can I navigate and can I make my money last into my hundreds? We used to just have to factor, you know, Social Security, you'd basically retire and be dead within 18 months. That was when Social Security was first developed. And nowadays, people are living 20, 30, even 40, even 50 years in retirement. It's unbelievable. So as you get close to retirement, it's really critical to get that professional, biblically based advice. You know, is my portfolio in line with my faith and values? I've got to make that number one. But number two, can I create enough income to replace my working income? And in the Bible, there's no talk of retirement. We retire from something like a career, a job, a business to something else. And maybe now we're going to be active in our church or in ministry work or whatever the case may be. But we want to make sure that we can replace that old income. So as someone gets close to retirement, they want to make sure they've got the right assets, they've got the right income coming in. And we can create guaranteed income. It's just a question of having a plan in place. And that's really what I would stress. If you're within a few years of retirement, whether you talk to Jay, me, or you talk to someone else, now is the time to really get going, because retirement will be here before you know it. You don't want to start and then have to go back to work.
Well, I just want to ask everyone who's listening today, do you have a plan? Don't just wing it and hope for the best. Proverbs 27:23 is instructive in this area. It says, be sure you know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds, for riches do not endure forever, and a crown is not secure for all generations. That's Proverbs 27:23. If you're interested in learning more about this concept of guaranteed income for life, how would that work? If you're interested in cleaning and screening your investments to make sure that they're honoring to God, well, you can do that, and you can learn about it at faithandretirement.com. You can call Jay at 800-270-7310. You can ask for your free retirement analyzer. Call and ask for details on that, and you get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith. We want to thank you for listening and invite you to tell others about this broadcast outreach ministry. Again, visit the website, talk to Jay, faithandretirement.com. 800-270-7310. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online here, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.